This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. When we first met Jocelyn Caldenberg in 2011, in many ways, she was your average 8-year-old. She loved playing piano, she cooed at her new baby sister, and as she bounced on her father Neil's lap, she had a request.
Bunny.
He wants
bunny,
a bunny.
Bunny, 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 bunny.
And Daddy
bunny.
Won't let her have a bunny right now. Someday, maybe. You gotta be more grown up.
No, I'm already grown up.
I know you are.
However, there were two things that stood out about the little girl from Iowa. Her head was completely bald, thanks to chemotherapy, and her right arm, resting in a sling, was wrapped in protective tape from shoulder to wrist. But it was a historic arm, as Jocelyn was the first child in America with an expandable prosthetic upper arm bone.
What it is, it's a telescoping prosthesis, or metal, so that there's a tube in a tube.
Dr. Doug Letson is currently the executive vice president and physician-in-chief at Moffitt Cancer Center, which provides underwriting support for University Beat. At the time, Letson explained how the custom-made prosthesis would grow right along with Jocelyn.
As we want to lengthen the child's arm, there's gears. And so we actually either use a screwdriver or a magnet to turn the gears. So as we turn the gears, the two telescoping pieces expand upon each other.
The procedure was necessary because a tumor had taken over all of Jocelyn's humerus, along with the surrounding muscles. Her mom, Heidi, said they had been told amputation was their only option.
That was the most devastating part when we thought she would lose her arm, and you just think all the things that she won't be able to do in her life, you know, even this tying your shoes.
Days before the surgery, Heidi read an article about Letson's work with limb replacement in adults at Moffitt Cancer Center. She contacted him, and with the financial assistance of Shriners Hospital for Children, the family came to USF's Tampa campus, where in April of 2011, Letson removed the tumor and then the humerus. Now, flash forward to last week, when Jocelyn, Heidi, and Dr. Letson again sat in front of reporters at Moffitt. This time, though, 11-year-old Jocelyn had a head full of gorgeous curly hair and a barely noticeable scar on her right arm.
Yeah, some people will ask me, what is that scar there for, and so... I'll have to explain it.
Again, with the financial help of Shriners, the family was back in Tampa for the first adjustment, which Letson explained would only lengthen the arm a little bit.
We'll probably lengthen her about a centimeter at this time. She's several centimeters short, but we wanted to get her as old as we could before we start lengthening. Her body could tolerate the lengthening better.
Heidi said the last 3 years have been tough at times.
There's been moments, in all honesty, where it's been hard when she watched the other kids ride a bike and we had to restrict her.
But the list of things Jocelyn can do is much longer than the list of what she can't.
It's just been such a blessing to have the learning experience and just to see her thrive and overcome it, and just very thankful of how it's come out.
Jocelyn made it through the lengthening procedure with flying colors. Letson says she'll undergo one or two more procedures a year for the next 5 years, or until she reaches full growth.
Just looking at her and the outcome is what makes it all worth it. And that's the most important thing, how well Jocelyn's doing, and that's what makes it so important.
As for Jocelyn, she still plays piano but prefers art.
I really like drawing horses the best. I just like the way their body is built. It's really pretty.
And the bunny she wanted 3 years ago?
Mm-mm. I never got the bunny.
Yes, you got a hamster, though, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like her mom, she knows she's been blessed to keep her arm.
It's taught me to be thankful for what I have, and I'm really grateful that I still have it.
So in one small way, being a normal, healthy child makes Jocelyn Caldenberg that much more extraordinary. If you'd like to see pictures of Jocelyn from her first visit and her most recent one, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.